TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
Rachel Gallagher for TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I am at the Thurrock Local Authors Fair and at Gray's Library, and I'm with Cynthia Zareen, who is a local author. Hello.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Thank you for the warm introduction. Thank you for inviting me for this.
It's lovely to have you here with all the other authors as well. It's amazing. So many different types of writing. Now, what sort of things do you write?
My book, it's called Life Lesson and Love. So when I entered this world being a lover,
yeah,
and then going through life, I have learned to be a warrior to protect that which I love. And when I start reflecting through my journey, I start writing, I start journaling what I have learned. So that is the beginning of a writer, when the war within her has ended and she starts reflecting what she has learned through all this life and loss and love. So what does that means to her?
Yeah.
So she starts writing and the writer emerges. So that is the beginning of my writing journey.
Okay, and so this your book is a collection of poetry, isn't it? It's a collection of poetry. It says that each poem is based on my observation and learning from my life. So how long did that take you to write all those poems?
So it is a collection for 2 years, journaling, right. But this is still, as long as I lived on this earth, all the connecting the dots. So because I'm an adult now, I could see through my childhood trauma, my how I handle grief, how I handle the emotions of relationships on this earth. It's not very easy right now because it's very complicated. So as an adult, when I start reflecting and writing, for it took like a 2 year old to write it down, to categorize and, you know, make it into poetry, each poetry handling different emotions.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So after that 2 years of journaling, I finally started, like, I want to give back to the community.
Yeah.
Whatever I've learned, if it's in any way help somebody else without the pain, why not?
Yeah.
And this is like a legacy for my son. Because he's too young to even understand what I'm writing.
Yeah.
But when there's no voices that he can believe in, this is his mom saying this to him.
Right, okay.
So it will stay.
It
is a collection.
Yeah.
So it is for the goodness of humanity. Mm-hmm. Whoever can benefit from it, let them benefit.
And how would you advise someone to read your book? Would you say just dip into it and read a poem here and there, or start from the beginning and read through to the end, or?
It goes through the table. Whatever connects to your heart that you want to know my observation on that topic, go for it. Because each have a distinct taste.
Right.
Each poetry have a distinct message.
Yeah.
So if you are going through grief, read Overcoming Grief.
Yeah.
If you are going through childhood trauma that you want to overcome, read Forgive Your Parents.
Yeah.
So I write about things that people feel but don't write about.
Yeah.
So it's not what will sell, but what I want to say. Because I know, as a human, that we all go through the same universal emotions.
Yeah.
Everybody can look happy, smile, but deep down their mom had maybe someday said, you are nothing. And that still, he has to keep proving, no, he is something. So those trauma, I do have, like, I kind of tell the heart that it's okay.
Yeah.
If the others don't understand your journey, it's your journey.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
So be who you are meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't tell a fish, be a monkey.
No.
I don't tell a monkey, go and swim.
Yeah.
Because I understand the distinction.
Yeah.
So I accept that.
Oh, wow, okay. So where can people buy your book?
My book is available in Amazon.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of other platforms. They are like Goodreads. Roku, there are some other, but Amazon is the main, in UK it's very popular. They can find it in Amazon. They can search my name, Life Lesson and Love by Cynthia Zareen, and it will show.
Absolutely. And how long have you lived in Thurrock?
I have lived here, I have moved here not so long, maybe 3 years.
Okay.
But in UK more than 12 years.
Oh, okay. And is there anything you like about Thurrock?
Once I moved from London to Thurrock, so I can sense the friendliness within people, not hurried, not rushed, not bind by schedule. So they have a, this more like a family-friendly orientation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when you go to parks, to school, the, you feel that people are more genuinely more calm and relaxed and much more than London. London is like, you know, like everybody's rushing through life. No breathing space.
No,
here you feel like, no.
A little bit more relaxed.
So I love that about this community.
Well, it's lovely talking to you, Cynthia. And you, I love the way you're dressed today as well. It's beautiful. It's
been this sort authentic.
It's a sari, isn't it? Yes, it's beautiful. It's like a scribe. It's cream with, is it roses embroidered?
Small roses, but it's like white and white embroidered.
Yes, yeah.
So just, this is like a bit touch of feminine elegance.
Yes,
like a bit of flower.
Absolutely, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I thought, wow. Yeah,
so it's lovely. Lovely meeting you. Thank you very much. You noticed?
Have you noticed? Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Anyway, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best in your writing journey.
Thank you very much
for
all this effort you have put together. All the teamwork.
Yeah.
We had a brilliant time, and all minds similar. We are all reflective. We are all deep thinkers.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a nice whole environment. Was very
good. Good. Good.
Thank you
much.
For organizing this.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
All the best for you.
Thank you.
GCBR, your local community radio podcasts.